a signing ceremony at the United Nations in Geneva. The Sudan People's Liberation Movement North, or SPLM-N, has just pledged not to use or recruit child soldiers. The guerrilla group's agreement to this UN action plan is a major step forward in the bid to protect children from abuse in a country where millions are out of school and malnutrition is rife. Instrumental in the signing of the agreement is UNICEF's representative for Sudan, Abdullah Fadil, who says that the use of children in conflict happens wherever there is fighting.
Comparatively, Sudan has been better than many other conflict areas, but still, one child is one too many used in armed conflict. Not necessarily only to fight, but also everything that leads to in the armed conflict. It could be children used to even work and produce for military. That's not also allowed.
Negotiations between the UN and Sudan's armed groups are ongoing. UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, said similar commitments to protect children from armed recruitment may be imminent. Armed groups, along with Sudanese government forces, have been identified in the UN Security Council for one of six rights violations: killing and maiming, sexual violence, attacks on schools and hospitals, recruitment and abduction. The hope is that each of these groups will commit to a UN-led action plan of their own to promote the rights of children and to protect them. But monitoring these commitments is key, and access is the major issue, as UN Special Representative for Children and Armed Conflict, Leila Zarugi, points out.
It's the implementation of the action plan. The access to the area is part of the action plan, and the screening of the troops that will allow us to identify. So we will see when we start implementing, when we have access to the area, and when we screen the troops, and we will see how many children are still there.
Leader of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North, Malik Agar, told journalists in Geneva that he was committed to the deal. He stressed that the area under his group's control was the size of Belgium and home to more than 1 million people, and that it was Khartoum, not his group, that was responsible for denying the UN access. Mr. Agar said that his guerrilla movement was open and had nothing to hide and had signed the UN agreement willingly.
It is an obligation and instinct that you protect our infants. And to protect that one, you need sometimes mechanisms in place. And we needed that the involvement of an organization like the UN, because sometimes it's resources. And you put mechanisms in place, and then you have the gaps, and then you need an organization that can fill the gap. And that is why we signed it, because we wanted a partner with us to do this.
To date, there are 25 UN action plans around the world, involving 11 government forces and 13 non-state armed groups. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.